What is Advent? It's that time of awaiting for Christ coming at Christmas. Waiting with Mary. Putting ourselves in the shoes of the Jewish people who waited for the Messiah. Waiting even now for Christ's second coming to the earth. But also even waiting to be with him in heaven at our own judgment when we'll be united to God if we are found worthy. Now, this waiting period, one of the ways that we mark that in the Catholic Church is with that traditional Advent wreath and the four Advent candles. I can't tell you how often growing up we would, you know, see the ceremony if you got to go to the Mass where they lit the candle for the week Sunday Mass. And no one would talk about what the candles represented. They'd just be there. And it was a symbol, but we knew it meant Advent, but we didn't know what they meant. Well, that first purple candle of Advent, because we have three purple and one pink, stands for hope. And I want to talk about hope for just a minute here. If you don't know what the others stand for, I'll be breaking it down as the weeks and days go on. We have the first purple candle stands for hope, the second for peace, the third for joy, that Gaudete Sunday, and the fourth for love. Now, focusing in on hope, remember, hope is a virtue. And I think this is such an important virtue in today's day. We live in a culture where so many people are despairing. There's hopelessness. The mental health crisis has been incredibly challenging, but has only gotten worse with COVID. Perhaps a loved one of yours is suffering, or perhaps no longer here because of this hopelessness and despair. We also have a generation of young people who identify as, quote, nuns. That is, those people who have absolutely no religious affiliation in their life. In fact, I was citing this study that came out from Pew Research a couple weeks ago that, in fact, one-third of millennials had absolutely no church exposure during their upbringing. What is this culture of nuns, despair, hopelessness, and mental health pointing to? It really is a cry for God. It's a cry for belief in one who loves them unconditionally. And it's a search for a forever home that we're all created for. You see, this is hope. To understand that our greatest longing ultimately is fulfilled in God. To understand that belief, faith, is one of the most fundamental things that we have, because faith points us to a God who created us and loves us unconditionally. In a culture with loneliness, despair, hopelessness, suicide, and mental health all on the rise, ultimately people are looking for that human connection. We talked a lot about relationship building, engaging with others today during our happy hour. We have to remember that the greatest relationship that we can foster and grow in is that love that God the Father has for us, understanding it and receiving it and responding. He truly loves us unconditionally, no matter what the broken relationships may be on this earth that we experience. They aren't even a fraction of the love God has for us. Even the greatest, most loving and generous relationship you may have barely even touches on the love that God the Father has for you. And he has created you for that forever home. I've worked a lot with people who have placed their children for adoption. I've had many friends who have been adopted. And I always think about this forever home that they have and how a forever home is so important to them and how that forever home is fundamental for them understanding who they are. But ultimately, that forever home isn't in a placement with regard to where you are temporarily, who you room with, the circumstances you find yourself in now. That forever home is in heaven with God, who you're created to be with.